You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it's interesting. I'm looking at a map of America, and they say Maryland is ranked the richest state according to the 2001 American Community Survey conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau. Maryland, richest state, poorest state, Mississippi. Now, they say Maryland is the richest state in the union because of a median household income of $70,000. That is $20,000 more than the national average. Remember earlier this week, we talked about how the average income is about $50,000 per family. They say the median household income is $70,000 a year in Maryland. They say the South continues to lag behind with Mississippi's median income of $36,919, putting the state at the lowest in the country, unfortunately. They say, according to the data from the Census Bureau, nationwide household income in the U.S. has dropped as, of course, the economy continues to struggle. The decrease, 1.3% in 2010 to 51,144 to 50,000 in 2011. So 50,500 is roughly the median income. Now, I'm trying to see where I live and where Nevada stands. Nevada, they have here light blue. I'll put this up on my Facebook page, all right, so you guys, or my Twitter, so you guys could link to it. They say Alaska and New Jersey were kind of up there with being the richest states. They say Arkansas and West Virginia falling into the lower income states. Let me see how where they have. So the poorest states are Mississippi, West Virginia, Kentucky, Alabama, and Tennessee. Kentucky, Alabama, Tennessee averaged about $41,000 per year household income. The richest states, Maryland, Alaska, New Jersey, Connecticut, and District of Columbia. Well, wait a second. District of Columbia, you know, that's D.C., right? You got Maryland. That's all near the government. That's all near the capital. So, of course, they do well. A lot of wealthy people live by, Capitol Hill. And, yeah, so that doesn't surprise me at all. They say the gap between the rich and the poor was most evident by the District of Columbia, New York, Connecticut, Louisiana, and New Mexico, where immigrant or minority groups, they say, were more numerous. So household income is dropping. Some states are doing better than others. Some not. You know, it really is viral, if you notice. You know, years ago, remember, I've been in Las Vegas since the early 80s. I grew up in Phoenix, but my father liked to gamble, so we basically moved back and forth between Vegas and Phoenix throughout most of my childhood. And Vegas used to be very blue-collar in terms of able to live. I mean, we were able to, always find a great apartment near the school. Bus services were great. We were able to take the bus when we needed to. We were able to. It was a very, very well, before the boom, very well built. You know, we had Gemco nearby. It was very easy to navigate. Father was able to go around, fix appliances, et cetera. Schools weren't that unsafe. I was younger, so I don't really remember getting into too many fights. It was pretty okay, you know, and it was, you could go and get a meal if you wanted to eat out. It was pretty cheap to actually go and eat on the strip. I mean, you could get, they had like $1.99 buffets, things like that. I mean, I remember my family, would be going grocery shopping, and my mom would be looking at the groceries going, it would actually be cheaper for us to just take you out to dinner tonight than for me to cook this. So I'm going to save this for later this week. I mean, it was cheaper to go out to dinner a long time ago in Vegas. Then all of a sudden things started to boom. We got a lot more resorty. We, and probably for the better, because that's when Nevada really started to boom. We started to get these fancy schmancy resorts, start building these, you know, I can't come up with a better word for me, just resorts. Yet restaurants started to go up in price. Buffets started to go up in price. Things started to go up in price. We attracted a lot more people coming into the state, but then you started to see more of a disparity. Rather than, you know, there being some fancy areas to Vegas and the most of us were, you know, middle income, you know, blue collar type stuff doing what we're doing, you started to see more wealthy areas pop up and you started to see more of a variance in incomes, et cetera. And, things started to become more expensive and then wages had to go up. So you see how viral it is. You see how, as things start getting more expensive and as things start getting more popular, then cost of living rises. And it started to become more expensive to live in Vegas. Vegas used to be a very inexpensive place to live compared to California, of course. You compare, remember, we're right next to California, and even though L.A. is 3.5-4 hours away, we always consider ourselves right next to L.A., right, because we always go down there on the weekends, etc. And, compared to L.A., we're a heck of a lot cheaper. But then it didn't get that way. And by 2004, 2005, 2006, I mean, homes, we had $500,000 homes that used to sell for $150. You couldn't imagine how the market turned, and it started to get pretty expensive. It was getting expensive to eat out. It was getting expensive to live. And, yet the median income might have risen. And then of course, after the recession, things drop. So, it's interesting. It's interesting. Is it that the median income rises because these people have fancy schmancy jobs in the District of Columbia in Maryland because they work for the government? Is it because you had a boom in your real estate? Is it because things are going up? Therefore, you could charge more. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm not an economist. But I just find it fascinating, the viral aspect to it. And how it's how also short-lived too, this could be. It's just kind of interesting. Nevada kind of came out in the lower of the 45 to 49,000 average. That's where Nevada came. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Oh, that sounded lovely, didn't that? Whew. I had to scream at one of my kids yesterday, and I should have remembered that I can't scream, because if I do radio and television, can't lose the voice. And my kid was driving me crazy. I love my kids, all right? But one of them was struggling with his homework, not because it was hard, but because he didn't want to do it. He didn't like it. And, you know, I'm trying to, after a very long day, kick back and watch Pawn Stars, right? Everybody's on the reruns, right? Glee was supposed to be coming on soon. And I gave him the answer, you know. Well, I got to be honest. We got stuck. One of his questions was, what does Congress do? And, you know, I had to give him... I had to give him a textbook answer of what Congress does. I posted it on Facebook because we just didn't know what the heck Congress did. You know, and thank you all for your comments. But basically, you know, to preserve and protect the Constitution. And I told him, you know, to preserve and protect the Constitution. And he didn't want to use that answer. I don't like that answer. Something else, Mom. Okay, 2 hours of this, I just start screaming. I'm tired of it. I gave you the answer. You don't even want the answer. I'm the one that went to school. I went to school this many years, and you don't believe me? I mean, really? I would give you wrong answers. Ah! And, oh, my God, I lost my voice. And he knows I lost my voice because the screaming stopped. And so it's tough because we're coming into a weekend, and if I'm not able to scream at my kids, I better figure out how to have them out of the house because... There is nothing that puts us parents at risk than having kids know that you can't, you know, open up a can of whoop butt, right? Because you can't scream at them. And so I believe they're going to be taking a lot of advantage of Mama this weekend. So I better figure out, maybe I'll send them to Grandma, make them do some, you know, chores at Grandma's house. But if I can't yell, that's going to be a problem. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks, by the way, to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. All right. So we have a little bit more detail on what this transplant policy will be. Remember I told you yesterday how, you know, it used to be, you know, when you wanted a kidney or you needed a kidney, basically if you were in the state, you put yourself on a list, first come, first serve. Organ comes, that's a match, you get it. And about a year or two ago, 2 years ago, I was telling you that as changes happen in this country, it's going to not be a first come, first serve. They're going to choose who better deserves that kidney, whether it be by age, whether it be by certain other factors. Well, this is what we find out. The announcement came from the United Network for Organ Sharing, UNOS. It's a nonprofit organization that manages organ donations. Right now, we have about $93,000 on a waiting list for a kidney transplant. Obviously, the demand far exceeds the supply. Although yesterday we talked about how many of these things have been thrown out. 50% of kidneys aren't even used. That could be used. That's a whole nother cluster, but not so much thrown out like, oops, it got caught in with a bunch of papers and post-it notes. It's just the kidney came out and they didn't have the recipient ready to go. Currently, right now, like I said, kidneys from deceased persons become available for donation. They're offered to transplanted patients basically on how long the patients have been waiting, first come, first serve. But now they're going to be changing the system around. Okay, under the proposed policy, kidneys will be given a score that reflects how long the organ is likely to keep working in its new owner. Then the people will be given scores, the ones that need the transplant, based on their age, years on dialysis, and other factors that reflect how long they are likely to benefit from the transplant. The top 20% of kidneys would be offered to the top 20% of patients based on this score. Uno said, the remaining 80% of the kidneys would then be allocated the same way. Children, of course, will be prioritized to receive high-quality kidneys, those in the top 35%. Patients with very sensitive immune systems who are extremely limited in the type of organ they could receive would also have priority over those with less sensitive immune systems. Organs with low scores would be offered to patients in a wider geographic area than under the current system to increase the chances that they would be used rather than discarded. They say the changes could result in more than 8,000 total extra years of life. So they think these changes are going to save lives. Let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Ma'am, Dr. Dolly, you're talking about the organ transplants being outdated. If you think it's bad now, wait till Obamacare kicks in. Like they're going to spend extra money on something that's already messed up.
Well, you know, I am nervous about that. That's what we were talking about last year. There's this this kind of anti-senior movement we've been seeing, and it's not a grossly, all right, we're against seniors or against baby boomers. It's this very subtle discrimination that we're seeing. I'm seeing it in my clinic as Medicare patients are getting less things covered, right? I'm seeing less benefits for Medicare patients. In terms of these transplants, yes, if you're an older patient, a kidney comes up, they're going to be giving it to a younger patient. Now, some people, some bioethicists involved are saying, well, of course, you got a 20-some-year-old, they have much more length of their life, give them the kidney. Right? An older person had their days, but how old is old? You see, remember, life expectancy is going up. I don't think a person in their 60s, which is the thinking a lot of people have, especially in government, is old. Okay? I mean, the 60s for me is less than 20 years away. And I'm not going to feel old. I mean, yes, I'm still going to be achy and I'll still have some arthritis and, you know, hemorrhoid flare-ups every now and then, but I'm still going to think farts are funny. I'm still going to, I'm still going to like roller coasters. I'm still going to like the same things I've always liked when I was a kid, yet I'm going to be kind of classified as older, as a senior. And when you're classified as such, you may be put in the back of the line. I am a little nervous about that. But you see, that's what happens when government needs to step in and ration. Remember I told you guys yesterday, the day before, I don't know if it was this particular hour, how we need to get this healthcare thing right. Because if we don't, government's going to come in the next administration or the second next administration and bring back the public option. Remember we talked about how a lot of the Republican governors are bucking this whole insurance exchange thing, a part of Obamacare. And, of course, their constituents are like, hey, you know, good job, Obamacare stinks, la, la, la. And yeah, okay, many of us don't like Obamacare. Only 15 states are complying with that. California, I think, is almost already done. Three states are going to be kind of joining with the government to figure out these health insurance exchanges to allow there to be cheaper health insurance for people to buy if they need to purchase insurance, help employers out, etc. All right, it's nice. It's an interesting idea. I just don't know how effective it's going to be. So my only concern is if the Republicans come into office, they are going to be given the daunting task, which I've said multiple times, of fixing our health care problem within the first administration. And not even that. People aren't going to give Mitt Romney a full 4 years to do it. They're going to want to see results within 100 days. Think about it. Because if campaigning usually starts the year before, they're really not going to be giving him that much time. And so what we're talking about, in less than 3 years, he needs to fix healthcare. In less than 100 days, he needs to show significant improvements. It's almost impossible. So we are going to have to help Washington out by showing them the private sector can fix this. And if it can't, and we can't, a liberal Washington, if they get back into power in 2016 or 2020, will say, I told you so. We can't leave this up to the private sector. We need to take this on ourselves. That's what's happening with the transplants. Okay? We have too many transplants are being underutilized. The system is broken. Just like with healthcare. Most of us are going to agree the system is broken. Okay? It's broke. We have problems. I think we all agree. Where we disagree on is how the problem should be fixed. Should it be fixed by the private sector, or should it be fixed by the government? Okay, that's where we differ. And I think many of us who listen to my show agree that the government getting involved is not the best way to go. But, like, here we go with transplants. Okay, fine. If we're losing valuable kidneys each day that could be transplanted, they're not getting transplanted, we're having sick younger people not getting their kidneys, fine. We're going to come up with a system. We're going to come up with a point system. Older people have to wait. You see what happens? You see what happens when these people get involved, when industries get involved? And so we don't want that. But we can't figure it out on our own, which is kind of embarrassing. I mean, honestly, and maybe we can't. Maybe we can't fix the healthcare problem. Maybe insurance companies are just so inflated now with their pricing. And costs are just so much beyond our control that maybe, and don't yell at me for saying this because I don't agree with it, but maybe the only way to fix healthcare is getting the government involved. I don't want that to happen, but we need to entertain the fact that that could be in our future, and then, oh boy, we got to brace ourselves. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALIA. I'm going to try working, making it out to Kansas City next month. I think there's going to be a huge trucker conference. I can't think of the name right off the bat, but I was invited yesterday to try to make it out there so I could speak to some of my awesome trucking fans. Let me see if I can make that work, because I would love to meet many of you guys that listen to the show. By the way, a little bit later when you're on Facebook, don't forget to look up the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love to meet you, be able to see who listens to the show, be able to talk to you. It's great. And so search the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook, find us and link in, as well as find us on Twitter as well, at Dr. Dahlia. So, you know, we've been over the past couple of days talking about how they're going to be you know, dealing with this transplant policy with kidneys and, you know, rationing care and changes with Obamacare, et cetera. And, you know, I know some of you are like, okay, well, I don't think this kidney thing is going to affect me. I don't really have to listen to this part of the show. I love how you guys kind of ration and decide what part of the show to listen to. You listen to all of it. We had a pop quiz last hour. So I don't know how many of you guys did if you listened to that hour of the show. But we had a pretty serious pop quiz, so I'm going to be checking everybody's grades later. But it does matter. Nobody ever goes into life thinking they're going to need a new organ. You know, when you hear that that organ crashes or that organ poops out, it's kind of a shock. You think Steve Jobs ever thought he needed a new liver? You know, I don't think he was ever expecting pancreatic cancer. No way. So, you know, don't, when these changes happen, remember, it all could affect us. They can. And unfortunately, rationing is going to be in our future. I'm not saying I want that. But if you really, really think about it, I mean, we could complain about healthcare. We could complain about Obamacare and Pelosi till the day is long. And we have. We've spent many hours on the show complaining about Pelosi, Sebelius, Kathleen Sebelius, and the Obamacare Act. And I think it's made us feel good. We've complained about it. We've united about it. Great. Okay. Wonderful. But let's actually really, you know, think about this and dissect and get to the nitty gritty. Okay. I don't think Obamacare was the way to go, and I think it needs to be repealed and we need to start over. However, I've been very, very wary of what was brought up originally, the public option. As much as I hated that public option that they tried to bring up, as much as I hated it, it was very logical how they reached that conclusion. Okay, and you need to be aware, even if we don't like what may result, you need to be aware of the thinking process and why something like that would come. Because if there is a logic to it, and if it does become a means to an end, it's going to resurface. Remember, what does America want as a whole? Okay, both sides. We want a better healthcare system. Okay? What does part of the country want? Free access to healthcare. Spending very little money on healthcare, having it given to them. Having it given to them. Okay? The other half of the country is thinking, wait a second, okay? I can't afford to pay for everybody else's. It's already costing me an arm and a leg. So you already have people unhappy on both sides, correct? Many of us that think we're happy can say, look, I still think the premiums are pretty crappy. I'm still having a lot of out-of-pocket expense, and I don't like the idea that whatever plan I do have, if it is good, can just disappear in smoke in the next year or two. So I think many of us will agree that whatever we do have is going to be very short-lived, that we have no security in our medical future, that it's being run poorly, that these insurance companies are taking advantage of people, and we're afraid that by the time we really need something, we're not going to be able to afford to get it done. So I think a lot of us are in that same boat. And like I said earlier in the show, we disagree on how to fix that, but many of us are in agreement. Okay, so we vote the Romney administration in. And despite the polls, I think he still has a very good chance of winning. We vote him in. He comes in 2012, he gets elected, starts his term 2013. Okay? All these people that want the cheap health care, they're going to want it. They're going to want it fast. Nobody wants to wait 4 years, 3 years, 2 years. They're going to want this fast. Okay? He already has on his plate to repeal Obamacare, to start over. Now, we have no idea if the Congress is going to be Republican or Democrat, or the Senate's going to be Republican or Democrat. Okay, so if there is some sort of a stall process, which I think we could predict, healthcare is probably not going to be fixed right away by any means. Okay, we're going to be at risk for 2016. 2016 or 2020, let's say the Democrats get power again, and they will. Okay, you can't have a Republican in office every single election, people, okay? The Democrats are going to come in. If they still have a country with a broken healthcare system, all right, they're going to start going to the rationing. They're going to start going to a public type of option. Maybe not the public option or a public type of option. Either throw everybody on Medicaid, tax everybody, that pays taxes, would it be everybody, just the 50% of the country that pays taxes, okay? Tax those of us that pay taxes so that they can increase Medicaid increase Medicare. They'll ration, because again, the government, when they get these taxes, they're not going to penny received, pay penny out. Okay? They've mismanaged money before. So they're going to turn around, take the extra taxes, and then try to underpay doctors, skip paying claims, or come up with a very bare basic type of health care. Because remember, they want to promise health care, not to give everybody health care, make sure each and every person gets their pap smear, but so then they could election time say they gave everybody health care, even if it's a crappy health care. Even if it's a type of health care where you can't get in to see a doctor for 2 months, they'll be able to say they got everybody insured. Everybody wants to take that credit. Whoever claims they were able to get everybody insured, health insurance-wise, is going to possibly win an election or be reelected. So they're going to want that quan. And how are they going to do it? Well, they're going to have to ration. They're going to have to take away from one program to feed another. And which program are they going to take away from to feed which other program? They're going to take away from Medicare to feed Medicaid, even if taxes are raised. Because remember, they're already so much into the debt. You know, I doubt if they raise taxes, we're all going to get Cadillac plans. No. So now we have a Medicare, a Medicaid, and they may come up for the middle class, a public option. And those are going to be your choices. And if you think the public option is going to be, yeah, we're going to, you know, take care of extra moles or help you with, breast reconstruction surgery after breast cancer, I doubt it. Because remember, they're only going to have X amount of dollars. And their goal is going to be to insure everybody, whether they care about you or not. That goal is what's going to get them reelected. So rationing is in our future already. Already we're seeing rationing now. Now that insurance companies have to pay for birth control without nickel and diming the copay, etc., now that they have to pay for pre-existing conditions, they're already cutting corners on other things. All right? Many of my seniors, they don't get the medicines they want. They need to be switched to the generics. I'm getting tired every day of having to switch a patient off their medicine regimen that has them nice and tight. I'm getting tired of it. I got to switch them now to something that's less effective or that may just not jive with their system. Sometimes we find a good generic match. Sometimes we don't. So it's already happening. And the seniors get affected the most because they aren't the biggest group of voters, new voters for the liberal side. Okay? The young people are the ones that the Democrats really want to attract. Yeah, let's keep you on your parents' health insurance till you're 26. Yes, let's make sure all your birth control is covered. That doesn't help seniors. What helped seniors with Obamacare? What? And I think the Democrats are really underestimating the senior vote. Now, what the liberal media is trying to do is trying to, you know, tell them that the Ryan plan is going to hurt Medicare. Medicare has already lost $700 billion, all right? And it's going to continue to lose. Because they mismanage the money to take care of you all. So rationing is in our future. The seniors are going to be the ones pinched the most. And brace yourselves. Okay, don't go away. We got more medical news. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dolly cruise. We are leaving out of Seattle next June for a week, going up the Inside Passage. It is going to be a phenomenal trip. Later this weekend, go to my website at drdahlia.com. Check out some of the information we have on there, and then call the travel agent so you can book your room. We are booking, and it's going to be a phenomenal trip. All right, for those of you listening, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So scientists out of the University of California, Riverside, say that char-broiled hamburgers are doing more harm to the air quality than an 18-wheeler. Can you believe it? Researchers claim that the char broilers send staggering quantities of particulate matter into the ecosystem more than any truck or factory smokestack. This is a study out of the University of California, Riverside, being reported by Mail Online. Bill Welch, principal development engineer for the study, says emissions from chemical charbroilers are a very significant uncontrolled source of particulate matter, more than twice the contribution by all of the heavy-duty diesel trucks. He said, for comparison, an 18-wheeler diesel engine truck would have to drive 143 miles on the freeway to put out the same mass of particles as a single char-broiled hamburger patty. I can't believe that. That's crazy. Residents in a South Boston community believe that those claims and insist that they're being smoked out of their own homes thanks to a new burger place in the neighborhood. You know, if you really think about it, you do see the smoke. You do smell it. I mean, that's kind of interesting. It should be tested. Why not? Oh, here's a nice picture of all these 18-wheelers. I love it. You know, it's kind of interesting. There's certain things you could look at that is pretty kind of calming to you. One thing I just always notice whenever I drive, because I do a lot of highway driving, are the truck stops and the trucks all lined up. It's just kind of an easy thing to look at. Is it just because of all the horizontal lines and the rectangles? I don't know what it is, but I'm looking at a picture right now with probably about maybe 80 18-wheelers, and they just, looks good. So, that's interesting. 143 miles on the freeway would equate to a cooking a hamburger. That is crazy. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so small cars, in another study, have been found to be more dangerous than large cars. We know that. We know that. But they say the Porsche 911 or 911 has the lowest rate of injuries. This is kind of interesting, okay? They say the Toyota Yaris, I hope I'm pronouncing these right, has been named as the vehicle in which you are most likely to get injured if involved in a crash. The Highway Loss Data Institute compared insurance data for the 2009-2011 model years and found Yaris occupants filed personal injury claims 28.5 times for every 1,000 of the vehicles the industry insured. I'm reading this as we go. They say the car with the best safety rate was the Porsche 911 sports car, or 911, or 911. I know. See, it's not that I'm a girl. It's that I just don't know my cars. A lot of girls know cars. The car with the best safety rating, it was only 4.5 injury claims per 100. But when you look at the Yaris, looks a little bit like a smart car. It's cute. Have to admit, it's cute. Oh, my gosh. Look at the Porsche. Oh. I miss my Mini Cooper. I had a little Mini Cooper. They say Toyota's committed to achieving the highest standards for safety and is proud of its industry-leading 18 Toyota Lexus and Scion models, including the Yaris. Of course Toyota's proud. It is a cute-looking car. You know, gosh, somebody remind me, I need to give you guys, and I'm sure many of you already know it, so maybe email me on what your favorite website is. But about 15 years ago, one of my friends gave us a website where it would rate cars. Like if you were going to buy a car, we haven't been in the market for a car, so we haven't used this website, obviously, for years, where it would show you the safety ratings on a whole variety of things, not just list, okay, total safety, et cetera. It was how safe was the passenger seat, the right passenger, the left passenger, airbags, being hit from the side, being hit from the corner, being hit from the back, being hit, you know, head on. And it gave you such valuable statistics that, you know, because a lot of us, you know, we don't have kids. Nobody really sits in the back seat, you know, but for those of us that do, we're like, okay, so if a car hits you from this angle, you have this type of safety rating. And it was amazing how some cars would be extremely safe from the backseat perspective, but not as safe on the passenger front. It was just kind of interesting. And if you ended up having a car like that currently, then don't have your kids sit up in the front with you. Have them sit in that far right corner. I don't know if that site exists. Like I said, it's over 15 years old. But any of you listening, if there's a website that you like that talks about car safety, let me know and I'll bring it up on the next show. Because I mean, many of us were in our cars for good. I mean, these are cars we're going to be with for a very long time. And it's just kind of interesting to know. Okay. Facebook stalking. Many of us Facebook stalk, okay? And we don't mean to. It's just you have the power now to look up old boyfriends, ex-boyfriends, old girlfriends, ex-girlfriends, etc. Okay? And they say that if you Facebook stalk your ex, it can actually prevent your broken heart from healing. But, you know, there's some truth to this. Think about it. Okay, researcher Tara Marshall from Brunel University in London suggests that if you don't get over the ex, right, as quickly as you could, and you prolong it by the Facebook and the Twittering and searching them, etc., the stalking type of behavior, even though I don't want you to feel like you're really, really stalking, but it is a stalking type of behavior, it could prevent your ability from healing, okay? Many times, in order to move on, you need to get them out of your mind, or you need to rethink of them in a different way. You know how you're in love with somebody and they're king and their poop doesn't stink, and then all of a sudden you get dumped, and it's happened to me many times, and you're like, but he was the love of my life, he was the one, which means I have to make this work. You need to get that out of your mind, that you have to make this work because he's the one. If he was the one, you wouldn't have been dumped, you see? So, anyway, researcher searches that there's a lot of initial heartbreak when you keep an eye on the ex on Facebook. Oh, but honestly, you got to be careful, because when you defriend somebody on Facebook, that could be an act of war. They say there's now 900 million Facebook users in the world. What they did is they looked at 464 participants to evaluate their usage, etc. Study looked at users' emotional recovery and personal adjustment following the breakup, and it took longer for them to recover if they were online, trying to keep contact or trying to see what the ex-partner's doing. So, a study earlier this year also said 90% of new singles will follow their ex on Facebook. Well, of course, you want to know what they're doing. You want to know that the person who dumped you, or that you dumped, is not having a party, that they're away from you, you know. But unfortunately, you'll start to see them with somebody new, and it hurts. It hurts. So don't put yourself through that. You know, a lot of us, we just feel like we really need a pity party. You know, we just need to wallow in it. And maybe that's the way some of you cope. You know, maybe some of you cope that way. That's just the way that you cope. And you're like, you know what, I'm just gonna rip the bandage off and throw some salt in the wound and, you know, just squeeze it and just let the pain happen so then I'm numb later. That's the way you cope, fine. But for those of you that are like, oh, I just, you know, I'm bored tonight and I'm going to just check on what, you know, it's been a month, you're just prolonging the agony. And learning to move on is extremely important, and getting the idea out of your mind that that person was the one. Yes, there are some people you need to fight for. And we've all seen movies like that where the love of your life slips away and you need to fight. I think that's what's going on with Dallas right now, right? Two people that were supposed to be together, work together, now they're getting back together. Who knows? But, no stalking on Facebook, but definitely look up the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, guys, don't forget to also download the Android app so you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. You all be safe. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down
to the little white church. Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.